Blog Talk Radio.
The game, have people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to another Parents Coach Parents Network radio show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I want to try to promise you another wonderful show. If you're wondering who that great artist was behind that little piece that you just heard, that was my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright, graduate from the University of Harvard. I stress that point each and every time. But even more so, I stress the point of his last few words. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. He's making smart cool. Well, you know, folks, we're going to talk about something this evening that I definitely want to know what's your thoughts and whether or not you're in tune to this conversation or is there something else that's on your mind? You know, we always get to the point where we allow our callers to call in and, you know, just let us know what's going on in their world of athletic recruiting, because if we don't know what's going on in their world, how can we help you? You know, because that is our motto that we live by here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. Help us help you, you know. And going back to something I was about to say a second ago, my man, Mr. Keith Wright, he said he's making smart cool. That's how he do. He's making smart cool. Letting our children know it's okay to be smart. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, I had the pleasure of attending a announcement ceremony earlier this week. And matter of fact, it was Friday. A young man by the name of Mr. Devin Hunter, one of the top prospects in the country, committed to the University of Virginia Tech. You know, he sat and he shared his plans for the next 4 years with an entire gymnasium full of fans and supporters, loyal supporters, folks that was there just to see him. You know, I had been talking to his dad earlier in the week, and, you know, he said that he had shared that with his son. Son, you know, the folks that you're going to see out here this evening, it's going to be out here to show support to what you're doing. You know, it's not all about, you know, just, okay, hey, I got a chance and I'm going away and I'm going to school. Now it's about an altogether different program, altogether different concept, altogether different set of values and dreams. Now it's about you fulfilling your dream. And not only that, that dream impacting the entire family. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about how that dream impacted the entire family, the entire Hunter family. And, you know, in the end, folks, I said there's nothing wrong with that. That is as perfect as it can be. You know, but as I sat there and I looked around and I thought about something, I said, you know, I've known this young man since about 6th, 7th, 8th grade, somewhere around there. And actually, I had the opportunity to coach him for a few years as a track coach. you know, as a track athlete, and he showed potential then, showed huge potential then. You know, when I went on to watch him as he got involved in the game of football and played a little basketball as well, but he started placing more focus on football. And from there, his opportunities blossomed. Going to sit and make a whole show around this young man, which I probably can't, because I've known the family for so long. I've not only had an opportunity to coach him, but I had an opportunity to coach his other two siblings as well. And even to this day, you know, and I reflect back on something with his younger brother, you know, how we used to, and his younger brother was, man, this guy was a little guy back then. You know, and I reflect back on him and think about, you know, just the fun that we had out there on the track. You know, some days he was into it and some days he wasn't into it, but in the end, he was having fun with what he was doing. So I say all that to say this. That comes from having a very wholesome, supporting family. Not just mom and dad being part of it and being on board and being in tune and being engaged in what's going on with the child, but also having siblings that's going to support your endeavors. Having siblings that's going to support or, you know, be open and realistic to the direction that mom and dad is trying to guide them towards. Folks, I can't stress the point enough. It's a huge and valuable role in making things happen in our child's life. That's not something I can very easily say that we should take light. That's not something that we simply can just look at and just dismiss and say, well, he's going to have to make his decision. No. Trust me, folks. He's going to have to make his decision. I'm going to tell you face to face, we failed ourselves. Because that decision, I understand, that decision is a decision that the child's going to make that's going to impact his life moving forward. But let me share this realistic point with you. This very realistic point says, that it's not only going to impact his or her life moving forward, but it's going to impact the life of everyone, the life of everyone in that family moving forward. So that of, well, he got to make his decision or she has to make her decision because, you know, he or she is, you know, got to live it out. Well, guess what? Younger siblings are involved in that as well. You know, although they're not leaving the house, they're not going anywhere, but guess what? Now their older brother or older sister is now gone. And if there was a big attachment, now you have a whole nother issue. So it's not just he or she has to make that decision. This is a family impact. A huge family undertaking. It's not an optional thing. It's a thing that we all must realize and must help our children understand and live moving forward. So that's why I stress the point of our role involved in this particular endeavor. And it's not something that we can take lightly. Not something that we can take lightly, folks. Not something that we can take lightly at all. Well, you know, before I get too deep into the show, I want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to call in and what's going on in their mind. You can always give us a call at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. That's the number for my guests to call in and just share what's going on in your world as it pertains to athletic recruiting process. You know, I had the pleasure, this weekend and over the past couple weeks, just to be honest with you, over the past couple weeks, pleasure of taking in a few basketball games. Matter of fact, I was quite busy with doing some basketball. And not only basketball, now that I think about it, and I have to just share this point with you as well, also had a chance to attend a couple football events as well. Matter of fact, highlighting the Recruit 757 unsigned senior showcase, which I think, again, was a huge event. A great job to the host of that event, Mr. Andy Hilton. He has a number of things that he's doing out there in the community, and I truly applaud Andy for the things that he's doing. And just let him, and Andy has been a guest here on our show as well. If you ever have an opportunity to support one of his events, please, by all means, check it out, check into it. See if it's something that I'm quite sure if your child's involved in sports, it can benefit you or will benefit you. But even more so, just checking into it and just seeing how it works out for you. But one thing that I wanted to share with you this evening, we're talking about, just some of the things that then, how could I put this? We as parents often I shouldn't say overlook. I would say we as parents take for granted. You know, some of the things that we make for granted or some of the things that we don't value because we think that it doesn't necessarily pertain to us. Some of the things that we may think that don't necessarily pertain to us. And all in fact, it does. You know, if we looked at, hold on a second, I got sidetracked for a minute there. If you looked at just the questions that I had up on the screen for the description of this particular show, you'll get a good feel for what I'm talking about. You know, and just a little question such as, have you ever been called a helicopter mom or dad? What is a helicopter mom? What is a helicopter dad? You know, someone that overshadows your child's recruiting process. And what I mean, don't get me wrong. By no means, please, do not get me wrong. Do not think that I am saying we should not be a part of the recruiting process.
I am telling you that you should be a part of the recruiting process in full force. But what I mean by a helicopter mom or a helicopter dad, are you that parent that's totally in the way that think that every decision is going to fall on every decision is going to work in your favor? You know, everything that happens on in the recruiting process is something that you're hovering over. Every decision, every phone conversation, every tweet, everything that you see, hear, read on the internet,
or in mainstream media, if all of that you think you have total control over, then you may want to pull back a little bit. And yes, I'm talking to you, Mom. Yes, I'm talking to you, Dad. I know that's your little boy. I know that's your namesake. I know that's many me. Moms, I know that's your baby. I know in some cases you still have that apron string tied on very tight. But, moms, dads, we need to learn to make wise decisions. We need to learn to make those decisions that is going to help our child make their own sound decision and be able to move forward with some very serious progression in this recruiting process. How do we do that? How do we come up with helping our child make that decision? Well, you know as well as I know how you come up with that. If you didn't know, then you wouldn't be listening to this show here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you guide your child as he or she moves forward. Once you get the full knowledge and understanding of the recruiting process, then this issue of being helicopter mom, helicopter dad, kind of like reduces a whole lot. It's not something that you really and truly have to worry about, because the simple fact that once you get a full understanding of the recruiting process, you know how to play the game, and that's what it boils down to, us being able to play the game and playing the game effectively. Then we're able to guide our children, with the knowledge that we have obtained. That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying here in the Parents Coach the Parents Network. You know, that we should be able to guide our children. And I always stress the point that we must be their biggest advocate. It's not an optional thing again. If I say it's not an optional thing, folks, I'm telling you from firsthand experience. I'm thinking about how I sat right in the gym this past weekend on several different occasions at several different gyms, and I watched the many parents sitting in there and not realizing and understanding the value of what was taking place. And what I mean by that is simply, if you was in there and your child was engaged or involved in if your child was participating in the basketball event, and I've watched several games, how many of you had taken the time prior to that event to send an email, text message, or anything of that nature to a coach that your child may be interested in attending his or her institution or being a part of that coach's program, sending an email to that coach saying, hey, coach, we're involved in the Virginia Prep Showcase, or we're involved in the Hornets Tip-Off Classic, or we're involved in the National Underclass, or the Recruit 757 Combine. Send a little email to a coach. Send a little email to multiple coaches. Because in a lot of cases, the folks may say, well, you know, this is during the coach's season and he's not going to be able to make it out. No, he may not be able to make it out. But I'm quite sure for every coach that you reach out to, he or she knows of someone in this area that can stop by, check out your child, do a quick assessment, and say, hey, coach, you may want to come see this kid. That's a nugget that you can roll on. So now, just a little quick email. Coach, my son is going to be, they sent a whole copy of the sketch. Scan in a copy of the sketch. Or send the link with some highlights on there or whatever. And just let the coach know, hey, this is what we're doing. Get a chance, or you know somebody that's in the area, or you got a chance to stop by, stop on by. That little time period over the Christmas holidays, rolling into January, there are more showcases and events that I know of that coaches love those environments because they're able to watch multiple kids all in one setting. They don't have to try to run and find out where Dinwiddie High School is at. They don't have to run and find out where Campbell High School is at, the Westminster School, where Hill House High School is at, where the Thompson School is at, where R.C. Byrd is at, where MLK Shabazz Muhammad is at. They don't have to run around trying to find with that school. If they could come to one setting and see multiple kids, they're going to use that to their advantage. How do we make sure that that happens? Send them a little note. Send them a little email. And we're going to be at this event. If you're in the area, stop by. Maybe a time where they could talk to you. May not be a time where they could talk to you. Don't even worry about that. Just let them stop by and get a chance to get a feel for who your child is. He'll get a chance. If he's interested and your child makes a good showing, it's on. Parents, let me say this real quick. You know, oftentimes we find these parents that are out here trying to be these helicopter parents, and I'm still on that particular piece right there, trying to be these helicopter parents because you're waiting until the last minute to get things done. You're waiting until the tail end of the junior year, rolling into the senior year. Oh, you're already into the senior year. Now you're trying to get some things done. That's not the time for it. Sophomore, freshman year. Put it out there. The coach can look at your child and figure out whether or not your child has, as they would call it, any upside, or if your child has a high ceiling. In other words, meaning, if you don't know what those terms mean, and I'm not saying that to belittle anybody, I'm just simply saying if you don't know what those terms mean, those are terms that the coaches will use in the recruiting process. Whether or not your child has potential to grow and be better than what he or she is displaying now. That's all. That's all. But parents, we have to learn to use that to our advantage. So if we're going to get involved for the right reason. Get involved for a reason that's going to benefit our child. Not just simply, oh, well, we making every decision. Everything is controlled by us. No. I did the same thing myself. But the thing that I was able to do, my son agreed with me. And anytime he filled out any piece of paperwork, he gave the coach my phone number. So all calls came through me, which was a great screening process for him. There were many times, and sorry to say, coaches, if you're out there and you're listening, you catch one of these shows, I'm just going to have to put it on the line. There's many times that they may have called to try to connect with my child. If he wasn't really feeling it that day, or that wasn't a school that he was really and truly interested in, then he left it to me to get the coach off the phone. Coach, he's in the shower right now. Coach, he hasn't gotten in the house yet. Coach, I got him locked down on some homework right now. I'm going to need you to call him back later. Coach going to argue or debate with me? I think not. He going to try to say a few kind words. He going to wish me a good day. He going to try to reach out and figure out when he can reach back to get in touch with my child. And then we're going to end our conversation.
he may try a little small talk, whatever, just to try to keep me engaged or whatever, get a feel for whether or not I'm feeling his program or not. Oh, well, fine and then. But we as parents, we can read through that most of the time. You know, parents, oftentimes, you know, I find myself doing this even till today. And in doing this, I'm not going to say I applaud myself. It's just that life is life. And what do I mean by that? I'm not running around here getting excited about who called my house or who I met out there on the court or, you know, whether or not this person is a superstar, multimillionaire. I think I'm done with that. I'm at that stage and phase of my life where that is not a highlight for me. And I'm not saying that because my son has reached the pinnacle of being able to play on the big stage. You know, he's at the point where he's playing now 81 games, 82 games a season. Okay, all well, fine and then. But I'm simply saying that because in the end, a man's a man, a woman's a woman, and business is business. Cold-hearted and disconnected, that's not the intent behind it. I'm here to provide a service to others. And I'm not going to be intimidated, overwhelmed, in total awe or overly excited because so-and-so. If I need to walk up to you and start my conversation, the conversation's on. You know, I've sat in the room with millionaires and billionaires, and I've sat in the room with folks that are economically challenged. Am I going to set myself apart from either one of the two? No, I can't do that. Because at the end of the day, if we were both walking down the street without a rag on, society wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It is what it is. How humble are you when it comes to your child? That was my next question, folks. How humble are you when it comes to your child? You know, are you out there trying to promote your child and boost him or her in the right way? There's a time for it, and there's a time to pull back. You know, this is one thing I say when we're talking about the recruiting process, folks, and I really and truly need you to hear me on this. If your child is really and truly interested in going to a Division I school, child may not be of a Division I caliber. And I know we say the sky's the limit and our children can do anything that he or she put their mind to. I got you on that. But all that comes from years of practice, years of preparation. Not the last 4 years or last 2 years or just this year. Years of it. Okay, this is what I give to each one of the parents. I need you to look at whatever roster of the school your child is planning to attend. I want you to thoroughly scrutinize that roster. I need you to see if you see your child on that roster. What do I mean by that? What do you mean if I see my child on that roster? As you're looking at that roster, you know that your child is 6 feet two, 220 pounds. You went to a few events with your child and know that your child can possibly bench press 185, 22 times. You know your child can possibly run the 40 if that's one of the requirements, and a 4.4. You know that your child can do all these various things. That's what I mean by looking at that roster and seeing if you see your child. If we're talking about a football program, look at the height of whatever position your son played. Look at the weight. Any individual on that roster that's equal to, give or take a few pounds, of your child. Making it as plain as possible. If your child is 5'6", weighing 152 pounds, and you look on a roster and your child is a quarterback or a point guard, and you look on the roster and notice that every quarterback on the roster is at least 6'3" or taller and weighing at least 220 pounds or somewhere thereabout. You don't see your child on that roster. Point guard, if he's at least 6'1", and he's at least 190 pounds plus, you don't see your child on that roster. There's a shooting guard on there, and he's coming in at that position, or there's a running back, and he's coming in at that side. Okay, why am I saying this? And thinking about being humble about our child, your child has a decision to make. And this is where we as a parent can help your child develop that and making that decision. Either your child is going to change position, or that is not the school or program for your child. That's the way that goes. Walk up to any one of your college coaches that you know and ask that question. Coach, what is your ideal point guard? Coach, what is your ideal quarterback? Tell him what your child looks like. Just ask the question. Just tell him, hey, you know, I don't have no kids playing the game right now, but if you had the opportunity to pick up an ideal point guard, what would your ideal point guard look like? You may say, why, whatever. Well, I know some kids over at the school, and I thought they were pretty good, but, you know, I'm just checking to see. What's your ideal point guard look like? Now, if he says his ideal point guard looks like your child, again, give and take a few pounds. Give or take a few inches. But when we talk about more than 5 inches plus, or we're talking, you know, more than 10, 15, 20 pounds, or more than about 15 to 20 pounds, now we got a whole new different program. And in some cases, that can go all the way up to 30 or 40 pounds difference. A whole new different program. But we have to understand, and we have to be honest and humble enough to realize where our child will best fit into any particular situation. You know, I asked the question, are we our child's biggest advocate? That's a simple yes or no question. Are we our child's biggest advocate? Folks, if you're not saying yes, then I'm going to have a nice long talk. Matter of fact, if you're not saying yes, give me a call right now here on the show, 917-889-8095. I'll plug you straight in, and I need to hear this for myself. If you're not saying yes, that you are or you should be your child's biggest advocate,
I need you to give me a call right now on the show, 917-889-8095. Come on, talk to me. If you say that you shouldn't be your child's biggest act, do I have any takers? Do I have any takers? I see some numbers popping up, but I don't see no hands raised like they want to join in on the conversation. Folks, we must be hard to be that support at the end of the day. If all other things go wrong, we still have to be able to hold our own and show our support in what he or she is doing. Oh, please, that's not an option. That's not a thing that we can take lightly. That is not even something that we can contemplate. That's a straight-up must. Straight up, unequivocally, undeniably, and I'm not even going to say anything else on that. I'm just going to keep on moving, folks. Well, you know, I've been chit-chatting for a little while here, but I'm going to take me a little short break, regather my thoughts, and we're going to come back and finish off the rest of the show, folks. But you've been listening to M.A. Scott here on the Parents Court, the Parents Network, and on Blog Talk Radio.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and won 23 annual championships for their sports in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Folks, we're back here on the Parents Court, the Parents Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, you know, I try to promise you some information that you may not have thought about. Hopefully you had the chance to take some good copious notes, and let's move on with our conversation. You know, we were talking about being our child's biggest advocate. That's not optional things, and that we really and truly have to do, not just a little sideline cheerleader. You know, doing the contest, game, whatever. But being an advocate, you know, mentoring them, you know, just trying to help guide them to make sound and notable decisions. You know, I think that's what we all strive to do, but oftentimes we don't know how to do it. You know, here in the Parents Coach and Parents Network, folks, we like to share as much information as possible. You know, I sit and I read and I check things out and I talk with other parents and I just get a feel for who's doing what and how they was able to be successful at this. And then I try to come back and share that information with our listening audience. A lot of this information I'm talking about, folks, is not just stuff that popped up in my head. But it may be some crazy stuff coming out of my head. You never know. But it's information that I've came across over the years and decided to, hey, I need to share this information with others, the next generation of parents that are just going through the process. the next generation that's coming along after them. Because we have, as we know, this isn't going away anytime soon. Now, our level of involvement and our connection to it may eventually fade, which I hope never happens. Parents, we need to be more involved in the process. Not, you know, going back to what I started out talking about, being a helicopter parent. I'm not talking about to the point of being a helicopter parent where you're trying to hover over every decision, every little sound bite, every word, every inch, every text, every social media tweet, every whatever. No. But when I say being more involved, parents, we look at some of the things that's happening with the NCAA. How many times have we decided to pull together as a collective and address that issue? You see the two different things that's going on. Prime example. Great example, and I'm glad that I thought about it and glad I got around to bringing this point up. And I need y'all to do some research for me. What just recently happened out there at the University of Oregon? For those of you who got the fast fingers, I hope that you're Googling it right now or you're checking it out on your laptop, whatever you're doing. What just recently happened out there at the University of Oregon? Now, mind you, we are not in full swing football season. We're only in conditioning season for most of these programs. You know, a lot of these programs are starting to form, you know, some conditioning time and, you know, starting to get together, hit the weight room, all that kind of stuff, do some road work, whatever. Okay, so tell me about young men suffering major illnesses or major exhaustion based upon being overworked. Well, I believe three of the young men were hospitalized. Two of them just recently got out. Google it. Oregon Duck. Google it. Check it out. Now, is there an NCAA investigation going on there? Are parents calling for some type of investigation of that coaching staff to find out exactly, hey, what's going on? Is it that serious? Parents, there are times like that where we need to show our involvement, show our concern, demand that, hey, okay, something needs to be checked out. We ain't got to tie nobody's hand, but trust me, we need to speak up and make sure that it doesn't happen again. We're talking about Oregon, folks. Oregon is cold weather. I could see if you was in Florida somewhere where the weather is still popping up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Oregon is not that type of weather. So what level of conditioning were they doing where it pushed the young men to be hospitalized? And you know when the season starts? You know how far off they are from the season? Basically, they just finished the season last month. And now we are at the point of we're back into conditioning and we're pushing kids that hard. Parents, if we aren't asking questions, then who's going to ask those questions? You know, just like the situation that happened out at that university where the young men decided to sit out of their bowl game. I'm hoping that there was a number of parents behind that
guiding them to help them make right decisions and not trying to have some institution bully them because they feel as though, oh, well, we're going to lose out on a lot of money. How does that situation move forward? Have any of them young men been sent home and lost their scholarships because of that situation? Folks, that's us being advocates, us being their mentors, us trying to guide them in the right direction. We've had some of these situations in our workplace. We've dealt with some of the, you know, fast-talking used sales, the used car sales. That's what a lot of these coaches are. We know when the car salesmen come up to us and tell us, hey, elderly senior citizen, she owned this car, she bought it brand new, and it only has 150 miles on it. Car's 2 years old. She just drove it to the grocery store, which was 10 miles away. Really? Okay, I got you. But we've dealt with some of those folks. We know that the coaches have an intimidating over some of our children. If our children really and truly are hungry enough, want to be a part of that program. And our children don't realize that the coach needs them to maintain their winning status, or else they'll be looking for another job. We must be our child's biggest advocate. You know, folks, I think about something, and as I prepare to wind down here, how many times do we sit down and actually put together a game plan or a strategy on this recruiting process? And I ask that with all seriousness because that's something that is truly, truly, truly needed. Sometimes we can't put together a strategy because we don't know what we're supposed to be doing. We're sitting back waiting for the high school coach, or we're waiting for, you know, the summer league coach, 7-on-7 coach, AAU coach, showcase coach, whoever, to tell us what we're supposed to do next. I'm going to put up some audio for our next week's show that came from a panel discussion that I recently did last month. And I want you to check out that audio. There were some very good questions asked. There's some very good questions, some very good answers given. I had some very notable panelists. A high school guidance counselor, college athlete, a college compliance officer, again, that's been connected to athletics all of her life, a recruiting service, CEO and founder of a recruiting service, another athlete. A mainstream media high school sports reporter. And what I mean by mainstream media is still writing for the newspaper, not just the internet. Again, former college athlete. So there are some folks that have been part of the game for a large majority of their lives and understood the importance of it. So I'm going to put that up next week, and hopefully you'll have a chance to take a listen to it and see what you think about it. But we must plan a specific strategy and or game plan for our child, and that's something that we can do jointly. sitting down, putting together a game plan, looking at the school, thinking about which school, thinking about what his or her major is going to be, thinking about the kind of coach that child wants to, you know, be a part of. Oftentimes we'll hear, well, you know, your child don't go to school for that coach. No, you don't. But me as a dad, I want to make sure that I'm turning my son over to a man that's going to instill in him or continue to pressure, not pressure him, but continue to guide him in a manner in which I have been working on for the last 17, 18 years. Enough said on that. Enough said on that. You must have a game plan. And in putting together that game plan, folks, we must be able to follow up. Follow up is the key to whatever we decide to do. It's not an optional thing. It's something that we have to. If we sit down and send a coach a little short email, coach, here's my child's schedule for the next 3 or 4 months. If you're in the area, please stop by and check him out. Follow up. That may even help you get a better understanding of, well, maybe I don't want to go down to the showcase in Louisville. Maybe I want to catch the event in Lexington because I know Coach So-and-so said he's going to be in Lexington or have some folks in Lexington. Maybe I don't want to ride up to the Combine in Dallas. Maybe I want to go over here to Houston or San Antonio. I'm just saying. Maybe I want to attend the All-Star Showcase in Los Angeles. Maybe I want to catch that evaluation clinic in San Diego. That's just the way it go. Just the way it go. But we must have a game plan. We must follow up. And whatever we decide to do, whatever that strategy is, that game plan is, must have some serious follow-up. It's not an optional thing. One of the last things we're going to cover, folks, I'm going to prepare to wind down here. We got to be realistic about it. We got to be realistic about our child's evaluation. You know, sitting down, talking to others that's been a part of the game, understanding that whatever they're sharing with us is of value. You know, checking with a you know, if you know somebody that's a former college coach, check with them. If you know somebody that's you know, good high school coach that's been out there and helping with some evaluation, check with them. You know, if you get your child to a showcase or an event where he or she has been, get a real, real, real good evaluation. I know they're going to write something out on paper. And you got all that information. Well, ask them to break that down to you. Ask them to explain that to you so that you'll have a better understanding of it. And I would use that evaluation. I would use that evaluation also when I go out there and I help my child in sending out correspondence. I would add that evaluation to a part of the process. There's nothing wrong with that. Do what you got to do, folks. Do what you got to do. Well, folks, we've been talking for about an hour now, and we've been talking about some good stuff here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. As always, I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and I hope I've said something this evening that has really triggered your mind, helped you think a little bit, helped you get a better understanding of the recruiting process and what we must do as parents. Our child reach that level of success or fulfill that dream that he or she desires within their heart. Folks, that dream not only is a benefit and a blessing to our child, but it is a benefit and a blessing to us all. you know, as I think about that and I look at it, I reflect on just watching the announcement that the young man made. I looked at his two younger siblings and the level of joy and pride that they had during that announcement. That's their big brother. All these people are out here to see him. You know, at the end of the day, it's such a great feeling, such a humbling experience. And for us as parents, it can be a great sigh of relief. You know, one down and one to go, or two to go, or, you know, one down, or that's it. But in the end, you can turn back and look and say, job well done. Pat your child on the back, job well done. Well, folks, you know, we've been on here, like I said, for the last hour, just sharing some good information with you, and hopefully you got something out of it. I didn't have no questions pop up, but we'll be back here again on Periscope, the Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. You can always reach us at 917-889-8095. Check us out on Facebook under the Parents Coach and Parents Network. Also check us out on Twitter, PCP Network, and Instagram, PCP Network as well. We may be showing up on Periscope here in the near future, folks. That's something that we're looking at, and possibly creating a YouTube channel. So there's some big things that's going to happen for the Parents Coach and Parents Network here in 2017, and we're not going to hold back. It's time to move forward and time to let folks know where they hold their value. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. So until our next show, keep taking us away.